Good news this morning. Routine breast screening is resuming nationwide and appointment letters are being sent out to eligible women. Breast, like other screening programmes, has been cancelled or significantly reduced due to the pandemic. The national screening programme has lost a year and up to 120,000 women due their screens have missed out on an appointment. Now the service has to play catch up. Women between the ages of 50 and 69 are invited for a screen every 2 years. Now that gap could be extended out to 3 years. In 2011, Breda O'Connor from Portumna in County Galway was diagnosed with an aggressive and hard-to-treat form of breast cancer, which developed in between her then two-yearly screening with BreastCheck. Thankfully, Breda recovered from her illness and is now calling for the current three-year screening gap for women to be shortened when the service resumes.
I was diagnosed in 2011 through routine mammogram, routine screening, and I'd had a previous mammogram in 2009, which was completely normal. So it came as quite a shock to me when I was diagnosed in 2011. And on talking to my surgeon afterwards, I asked him how long he thought the cancer might have been there. And he thought possibly a year, without knowing exactly, but someplace in that area. So for me, if it was moved out to 3 years and it wouldn't have been picked up then that quickly, and I had no symptoms in that I had no lump or anything, it was very tiny but highly aggressive triple negative breast cancer. Now, the three-year interval, hopefully, if they clear the backlog fairly quickly. But equally, I think that women will have to be just extra vigilant themselves if they have any symptoms. And I think earlier screening, I think 50 is possibly a bit late. A lot of young women are coming forward with cancers like the one I had, the triple negative one, and much, much younger. So possibly earlier screening, if possible.
Breda O'Connor there raising a number of issues. Professor Anne O'Doherty is the National Clinical Director of the BreastCheck Programme and Consultant Radiologist at St Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin. Professor O'Doherty, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
It's good news that the screening service is resuming, but why did you have to stop and what is the scale of the catch-up challenge you now face?
Okay, let me explain why we had to stop. We reluctantly stopped at the very outset because the COVID numbers in the hospital last March, we were all getting ready for the big surge. So all routine activity in all hospitals was cancelled. And we transferred the service for women with symptoms in our hospital from the hospital over to BreastCheck to keep people safe. So we were working every day, but doing women with symptoms, because that was a very important group, because a lot of those women are very much younger. We then got back up and running, and we were doing really well, October, November, December. In fact, in my unit alone, we were managing to screen over 150 women every week in those months between the mobiles and our static unit. But then at Christmas, a number of things happened. Firstly, the community numbers were unbelievable. There were over 8,000 a day. We had a number of outbreaks ourselves among our own staff, which was very distressing. And to explain to people, for us to pick up one cancer, we have to screen 99 healthy women. So there was a very important stay-at-home message from everybody, and a lot of our women are in the eligible age group. And the most important thing in any screening programme is do no harm. And the worst thing we could do is put women at risk of getting COVID in one of our units or in one of our mobiles. And then most importantly, the one cancer we might have detected in the 99 women we screened, we couldn't get operated on because the theatres were all used for surge capacity in all of our screening centres to use for ICU patients. So there was no theatre access. So the state of the hospitals in January and February, they were really, really unbelievable. Busy and coping with the most enormous number of very ill patients, and that was the priority then. And now we're very happy. The numbers in the community have gone down. That's very important. The surge is coming to an end. We're getting back our theatres, and very importantly, our staff are vaccinated, so we don't feel at risk of communicating.
So you are back, and the screening service is trying to get back up and running. But
yes.
The scale of the challenge is now enormous, and the two-yearly screen will have to be pushed out to 3 years.
Well, we're not going to say that. Our policy and our national policy, and in accordance with government guidelines, is that we will screen women every 2 years. But we have to be realistic. We've lost huge ground in all our health service, in our education services, mental health. There's a huge price to pay for the pandemic. We will be doing everything in our power to do what we can. But the rate limiting factor is the number of trained personnel. So what we're doing is we're making sure we all work in the hospital where we treat women with symptoms. We've kept that service going. We want anybody with symptoms, please come. We've been there all along to look after you. And if you have symptoms, we want you to come. Do not wait for a screening mammogram. We'll start by inviting women who had their appointments cancelled. But any woman with symptoms, please come. And in fact, if we were to do anything, the investment we need now is in our symptomatic services, because they are really on their knees and they have many more women. But I want to give a bit of reassurance. In April and May last year, we had way less breast cancers in St. Vincent's than we normally do, when we were really concerned that women were staying at home with symptoms. But then by the end of the year, we had the expected number of cancers we'd had in most other years. So that's been a comfort to us. But we are there and we will look after
it. And it is a really important message for women who may have symptoms to immediately go and seek help. But for women who would be in the screening zone, you have a catch-up list now, have you, running to something like 120,000 women?
Yes, we do.
As well as the 120,000 coming on stream this year for their 2-yearly check.
Yes, as well as social distancing and all those challenges.
Which reduces the numbers that you can actually deal with.
Yes.
So
even
what does that mean for women waiting and wondering if they are going to get a letter of appointment?
What it means for women is that if you're expecting a letter, we will get to you as soon as we can. There's just no way we know when. We have to do it area by area every 2 years, because it's a national programme. We don't just go in and screen one or two women in Port Leash, one or two women in Monaghan. We screen the whole country. So anybody who is waiting, we will get to you as quickly as we can. But the single most important thing is, if you have symptoms, please do not delay. I mean, it's the best advice I can give. Mm. And it's really the only advice, because it takes 15 years to train a radiologist and 7 years to train a radiographer to do breast screening. So it's not like, even if we got so much money that was given to us now, it's not like we're going to find those trained personnel.
You're already down staff, aren't you, Professor O'Doherty?
Down something
like 20 radiographers and radiologists?
Yes, but the most important thing we could do, and we're down consultant staff in all specialties, and there's a big sort of narrow area in getting into specialist training. So what we really need to do is get ready to have people trained, because it takes some years. I think that we would be looking at evenings and weekends. We'd be doing everything we can, but we have to be honest with women. I'm very keen to be honest with women. We are going to take more time to get to you.
It is going to take time. In terms of keeping people safe as they come in, if they get their appointment and coming in for a screen, because this is of necessity, you're in close proximity to your radiographer, you're using small dressing rooms. How are you going to manage to maintain safety and social distancing environments?
We did actually manage really well when we reopened. We have very rigorous protocols in cleaning. We've had the mobile specially prepped, we've got screens, we have PPE for the staff, and we have masks and we have hand washing and all the usual public health guidelines. Interestingly, when we reopened between October and Christmas, we didn't have any patient or any woman get it in our service. What we did have was women coming in and subsequently contacting us and saying they'd got it in the community. So we had some issues like that, but we managed to keep people staff, and we will keep people safe. That is our priority.
But the message is, don't call you will get in contact when somebody's appointment comes around.
If you have any symptoms, please go to your GP. All 8 cancer centres are looking after women with symptoms, and they are getting as many women as they possibly can through, and we will continue, and there will be a greater demand on symptomatic services.
And I know you don't want to be pinned on timings here, but for a woman who should have been due a screen right about now, are you saying sit tight, it's going to be 2022 before you get to them?
I think that's probably the reality. I can't say for sure, because maybe we'll get up with a lot more women through with weekends and longer extended working days, but we do have the social distancing element to factor in. So it's hard to know, but we did very well in the 3 months we were operational. So we'll be doing everything in our power. And very importantly, we now, by the time we reopen, get screened again, we'll have the theatre access back, because we don't save a single life by finding a cancer on a mammogram. It's how we treat the woman, and we need the facility to operate on screen detected cancers. So that'll hopefully be back. So it's dependent on that as well. If we have another surge and theatres close again, that will all come into play. But we're very optimistic at the moment. Okay. We've had enormous help from all of the staff in the hospital. I mean, the hospitals have been amazing in how they've coped. I never could have believed what they've done in this COVID time. Oh. Every single hospital in this country.
Professor,
and they will help us.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Professor Anna O'Doherty there of Breast Check 22.